Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by SoundCrab Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mussel's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. She's back by popular demand. She was in the previous Easter Seal Challenge update with Dreamer, and we had a nice talk about that. She did Girl Bloodsport, I Saw Problems, Unimaginable, Academic Integrity, and also Skyward and Afterwards. She's an actress, model, and diagnosed with autism at 3 and began her career at 17 in a photo shoot with a photographer from Mexico and pursued model at 19. And of course, she did photo shoots for NASCAR, Comic-Con, and Viva Style and The Road to Modeling Success. And she's got the latest in the Easter Seal Challenge, which is a comedy of some sorts. Live, ladies and gentlemen, to Plus Studios in beautiful downtown Moreno Valley, California, the multi-talented actress, model, and very popular model, doing some photo shoots, and got the new comedy Revelry. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, the multi-talented Natalie Oden. Natalie, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us once again.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, it's great to have you on board again, too. So once again, you're an actress, model, you're diagnosed with autism at 3 and began your career at 17, a photo shoot with a photographer from Mexico. You pursued your modeling career at 19, and we had you on last time talking about the Easter Seal Challenge movie last year, Dreamer. You're also in Girl Bloodsport, I Saw Problems, Unimaginable, and also 8 Woke, Skyward, and more. And now you've got a brand new comedy out there, which is a little play of some sort. And before getting all that, Natalie, very, very quickly, once again, tell us how you got started, very quickly.
For the past Easter Seals film I just done?
No, for your career, just a very quick recap on how you got started. Oh. Very quick.
Okay. So as a model, like, as I did, it was more of as a favor for my mom's friend's nephew, who's a photographer, and they needed a model, and they asked if I could do it. I said, yes, you know, no problem. Yeah. I didn't think too much of it. I was just, you know, doing it as a favor. I didn't really, you know, think as, I want to pursue modeling. But then a couple weeks later, after the photographs came out, I liked how I look, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is something I can pursue right away. Acting, I've always wanted to be an actress since I was a kid. You know, I've always loved watching movies and TV shows growing up, and I always wanted to envision myself being on screen, because there's just something about, I guess in a way it was just calling out to me in a way, saying this is what I want to do. This is what I've always had a passion for. And, you know, as years went by, you know, once I started getting older, I started taking on some roles, doing a little bit play, like school plays, but started doing some roles on set and went from there.
That's amazing. And you also proceed to be in NASCAR, Comic-Con, Viva Style, and The Road to Modeling Success. And, you know, a bit more about that. And what are some of the other photo shoots you've done?
Latest one was just like about 2 years ago. I was supposed to do one this past year, but it was moved to this year.
Okay. And a bit more about that?
Well, right now, not much details just yet, because they're still planning. But I know I'm going to do this one as of this year.
Okay. All right. And you also proceeded to be in the Easter Seal Challenge as well. Last year was Dreamer. And a quick recap about that, and give us an update on that.
For Dreamer?
Yes.
Well, I know Clinton has sent it to other film festivals, and it's actually won some awards. It was this past summer. It actually won a film festival. It was considered like one of the best short films ever made.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, you can continue talking more about that. It's like, it doesn't have to be really short. It's like, you know, feel free to talk about it. It's like, it's basically, it's right, not I'm about me, it's about you. So you can keep talking right, more about it. Right. Okay.
Right. I'm trying to remember everything what I did. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while. Oh, that's right. Like, I was actually the character that was evolved in a dream world, like, sequence. That's what I remember.
Okay. And what'd you do in that dream sequence?
I was just traveling like through this dream world sequence. I'm traveling through this dream world sequence where, like, as soon as I fall asleep, I'm immediately in the, I have to rewatch the film again, but I'm like in this dream world, and I'm just like, I guess just meeting some new characters. It's been a while. I have to rewatch the film again though, but that's precisely what I remember.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that won some awards as well, too. And where can we find Dreamer at?
I know you can find it on the Disability YouTube account. That's where I know you can find it.
Okay.
I think it's played on some other Film Festival's websites. I'm not 100% sure, but I know you can find it on the Disability Film Challenge YouTube account.
Okay. All right. Well, I have everybody check about that, but you also have a brand new project, which is involving comedy. We'll get to that with the amazing Natalie Oden, but first listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com. It's powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews. An evil love and endorsed by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forge Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on our 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Apple Music, Odyssey, Podbean, Pandora. Subscribe on BitChute, Rumble, and YouTube. Follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and more. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia. Check it out today. And support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. You're here with the multi-talented actress, model, and the amazing Natalie Oden here on The Mike Wagner Show. And you also have been a latest Easter Seal Challenge and involves comedy. And tell us more about that.
Well, in this film, I'm going to mispronounce the last word because I'm super dyslexic. It's called Comedy Revelry. I think that's how you pronounce
Revelry,
it.
Revelry, yes.
Yes, okay. So, I play actually two roles in this film. The one role I play as an autistic character, you know, making jokes and all about myself. And the second role I play is as a caretaker that also makes jokes about, you know, how caretakers are, you know, how their lives are, what it revolves around taking care of people in need.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's been a big topic lately. Yes.
Yes. Those are my two specific roles. Actually, the one where I was playing for the autistic character, that was just the only role I was supposed to play. I actually had to fill in for someone else because I guess they couldn't make it. But like the caretaker role, I wasn't originally supposed to play. But Clinton asked me to fill in it right away, and I said, sure.
What does it feel like to be like a caretaker? How's that feeling on that one?
Well, I mean, I know like being a caretaker is like a big responsibility. You know, when I was reading through the lines, and I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, that's like all the responsibilities you have to do. And it's just, you know, telling through jokes saying, you know, I'm a caretaker. You know, I have to revolve around my schedule around a certain time, or I got to prepare right away, or, you know, basically what caretakers got to do.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you think about it too, is it's like, you know, you've had autism since too. And were your parents or anybody involved in caretaking as well? You learned to take care of yourself, or maybe the fact that, you know, caretaking, that's kind of a profession as well.
Well, I mean, obviously my parents were my primary caretakers. I've had, you know, babysitters when I was younger, you know, as I got older, you know, I can, you know, watch out for myself, but, you know, I still need help from time to time. I actually do have an assistance that does help me out from time to time if I need to like be driven someplace, or if I need help with some sort of assistance in the house that I can't do by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That makes perfect sense as well too. And of course, you know, caretakers' lives and everything. And you talked about, you know, comedy and everything else. Maybe just do a little example from the Comedy Revelry sketch. It sounds like you got some pretty good comedy chops right there.
Yeah. Well, would you like me to reference?
Let's see, caretakers, or let's say maybe you can just, you know, some people joke about their own disability, people joke about other disabilities, or they can, like, you know, joke about the news and everything. So, you know, typically what a comedian does, you know, up on stage.
I guess we could like talk about the caretaker role, because I kind of found that a lot more interesting to do, since it's like, like, you know, they have a lot to deal with, but when you're like in that shoe, in their shoes, you're like, oh yeah, you do have a lot to take care of. Like for me, like, I know if it was just me, I would just like, yeah, I can't do it. Cause I already like, you know, already struggle with a lot with, not just, well, I don't want to say struggle with my autism, but like kind of more like with my anxiety. Like I'm just like I was just develop panic attacks if I just immediately, if I'm in a stressful situation already.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And of course you talk about being some comedy as well too. And, you know, a bit more about the plot itself with Comedy Revelry.
Well, like, I know it's like, it was referencing different characters in comedy, like more with characters with disabilities and other characters. At least for me, it was the caretaker.
Okay, and who are some of your comedians that you follow along, you laugh with, and who are some of your favorite comedians growing up?
That's a good question. I guess if I was younger, maybe Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy! Yes,
but,
yes,
I, mean, like,
I remember from Saturday Night Live. Yes,
right. But obviously, like when he was like, you know, working on kids' movies, so. Oh, I will say I liked his role in Mulan as Mushu. He was pretty funny.
Oh yes, that was a funny one. I think he was that donkey in Shrek as well too. That
oh,
was
yes,
hilarious.
Yes,
He's
that's
a great
right. That's
voice
right.
actor. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm sure there's more, but yeah, Eddie Murphy's the only one I can think of right now.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember one movie. I made a lot of references, of course, with the Golden Child. That was back in the day where I remember that he was so tired, and in the Queen of Tibet, he goes, "You want to go to Tibet?" And he thought it was too bad. He goes, "No, I'm asleep on the couch."
Who was that?
It was in a movie, The Golden Child, where the Queen of Tibet, you know, asked him to go to bed, and he said, "Are you going to Tibet?" And he goes, "No, I'm asleep on the couch."
Oh, I never seen it.
You got to. It's like there's got Beverly Hills Cop, and I think he was in Adam's Family. I think there was also there was quite a number of them he was in. I mean, he's been around since long time, starting out live, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, and everything like that. How was your other favorite comedians growing up?
Oh my God, that's a good question. Oh my God, who else was really popular back in the day when I was a kid? I can't think of any. Who was really popular back in like in the late 90s or early 2000s?
Let's see. I think there was oh gosh, I have to probably look
At
at my.
least what, at least the ones I had to think of when I was a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm. Or how about some of the movies, TV shows, your favorites?
Well, I mean, I like a lot of actors. Like, I mean, like, there's just a lot of, you know, talented actors, a lot of performers that, you know, just, I guess, show like different sides, you know, have their own styles when it comes to acting or even comedy. Like, it's just hard to pick which one is my favorite, because, you know, I feel like it's like picking a favorite of who's your favorite child out of all your kids that you have.
And of course, everyone's going to say your favorite child. You know, you got that part. So, yeah. And of course, you know, between projects, photo shoots, movies, commercials, and everything else, what do you do between the time, like between projects? What do you do in your spare time?
I try to keep myself busy as much as possible. Like, even when I'm not, like if I'm taking a break, I'm trying to like plan for the next project that I can do, like maybe like in the next month, or at the very least next couple months, so like prepare myself ahead
Ah, gotcha. And speaking of preparing ahead, what do you got coming up in 2024 and beyond, you know, month by month and everything like that? What do you got coming up?
Well, I know I have a photo shoot coming up, like I don't know when, but I know it's going to be done this year. Still a little planning ahead. There are some stuff that I am kind of busy doing with, but I want to see like how things go when they're smoothed out a little bit. And well, I'm hoping to keep my, well, not hoping, I'm actually planning to keep myself busy of planning more stuff ahead, but like as of right now, that's all I know for now, what I'm planning for this year.
Okay. And if you were to choose a film, like direct your own film, what type of film would you do? Like, you know, what type of comedy and everything like that? It's like, you know, if you were to write your own screenplay, what comedy would you write about?
I guess I guess I could direct like maybe like a comedy slash drama style, you know, where like you obviously, you know, have the funny parts but also have the serious parts at the same time. Like, oh, okay, maybe if I could, maybe I could like direct a film about my personal life, you know, what I've dealt with over the years, but you know, still add some comedy into it. So it's not like, you know, too depressing.
That's really interesting. I think we'll have to look for it in a few years from now. And when you get some exposure, a lot of love from everybody in Hollywood and everything else. And of course, if you were to pick your own photo shoot, what did you do a photo shoot of?
Oh, there's a lot to choose. But I
I
guess
mean,
like
your number one, your ultimate favorite. It's like, what would you go for? You have like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's like, what's the one you would really go for? What's your ideal photo shoot?
my ideal would probably be like in front of okay, like in front of a like a large castle front lawn. Like I always find those types of photo shoots to be like really gorgeous to do, and you know, wearing, like the long gowns, you know, the exaggerated hairstyle and makeup. Like I always like those types of photo shoots.
Like from the Renaissance days.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. And of course, what else can we expect from you? And what are some of the other things that you would like to pursue?
Oh, I just want to like, you know, just keep on pursuing filming and acting. Like I just want to, be busy, be busy, be busy. Like that's what I just want to do is just be busy when it comes to acting and modeling. You know, any opportunity that I can just, get and, just do it.
And if you had to choose a director or an actor to work with, who would you direct with and why? Or star with?
Greta Gerwig, I think that's her name for the director of Barbie.
Okay. Oh, the Barbie movie. Have you seen
Yeah.
that? What'd you think?
I haven't, but I want to see it because I did grow up playing with Barbie.
And of course, the message is, she has everything. Everybody wants to be like Barbie, all that. So.
Yeah, I think I'll go as Barbie for Halloween.
Oh, that's interesting. Where was Ken at the time?
Who was what?
Ken.
Oh, Ken. I mean, I never really paid attention to Ken. I was just more into Barbie as the doll. And I felt like he was just like, just the boyfriend, which I guess like that's what they pointed out in the movie. Like he became more than just the love interest.
Right, exactly it. And of course, in the meantime, where can we find all your works at? And how can people reach you?
Well, you can go on my website, natalieolden.com, and you can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, and as of right now, still TikTok. You can on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Twitter, it's the one called nat.com, and on TikTok, it's the one called nat1994.
And where can we find your latest movie, Comedy Revelry, at?
You can find it on the Disability Film Challenge YouTube account.
Okay, and what's the website for that?
For Disability Film Challenge?
Yes.
It's disabilityfilmchallenge.com.
DisabilityFilmChallenge.com. We'll certainly check that out. Once again, we're the amazing, multi-talented Natalie Olden here on the Mike Wagner Show. Natalie, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Great to hear from you. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase, check out your works, or even check out your latest?
You can go on my website, natalieolden.com. As of now, I don't have any like purchase, but you know, it talks about my work, what I've done lately. If you're really interested, and you want to know. And like I said, if you like to contact me, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, and TikTok.
All right, well, certainly check that out. Once again, Natalie, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Great to hear from you. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. Wish you all the best. Natalie, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate being back here. I hope to be back here again.